the Toddcast Podcast at facebook.com/ToddcastPodcast.
Hello?
Trevor.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude. Todd Hancock here in Vancouver.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Going well.
Right on, dude. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us here in Vancouver, Canada. Have you ever been to Vancouver?
I haven't yet, but I hear a lot of good things about it. Dude.
It's so good. So good. Where do you live?
I live in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. What's that like?
It's not bad because it's like 2 hours from D.C. It's like really, I don't know if I'd call it country, but it's really suburban. But it's like 2 hours from D.C. and 2 hours east is the beach. It's pretty nice around here.
Oh, so it's like a good central location then.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on. Like growing up, what did you want to be? Was it always, did you always realize you wanted to travel down that pro fight path?
I used to always be a fan of it when I was growing up. But I didn't know I was going to be one, but I mean, it was definitely, I wasn't opposed to it. But I always liked watching fighting of all sports. But I used to be big into skateboarding when I was younger, so that's where my attention went. But
do you still skate?
I got a little bit older. Started skateboarding a little bit less and started hitting the gym a little bit more.
And how old were you for that? Like, what was the transition from skating to fighting?
I first started training at 20, so it's been about 7 years,
yeah.
I fought amateur I signed up for the gym or joined the gym. I fought amateur for about 5 years, and then fought pro for 2 years.
And what was it that got you into kickboxing and martial arts and stuff? Was it just being such a fan as a kid growing up?
Yeah, well, it started off being a fan of it at a young age, and then one of my friends I went to high school with was actually at the gym that I'm at now, and he had like a fight coming up, and I was like, oh snap, like I always wanted to do that, so I asked him, like, how do you get into it? What's, like, where does he train? Things like that. So my friend hooked me up with the gym, or recommended the gym, and right. I've been there since.
And when do you think that parents should get their kids into martial arts?
Early. I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to me in this. I wish I started a lot earlier.
Right.
See, I think every fighter I have a conversation with says they wish they started earlier or sooner.
Mm-hmm. Does anything stand out from your first pro kickboxing fight?
It's just experience, to be honest. It is pretty much the mission is all the same, even like down in the amateurs. Like,
right, don't get hit, kick the crap out of
somebody. I mean, the fighting is the fighting, and then the show is still the show. Like, you still arrive, you're backstage, you're waiting on your turn type of thing, and then you go out there and perform. So that's all the same. It's just a high-level competition and bigger audiences that you're fighting, and it's really the only difference.
Does it kind of feel like more it's like a chess match as you get a little bit more seasoned, I guess?
Yes, absolutely. But then again, like I said, it doesn't have to be. Like, there's some times where somebody could be a chess match type of fighter, and they could fight a dude who is a bruiser, so to speak.
Right.
Someone that isn't as technically, like, doesn't have, like, the technique as the chess match fighter, but they're more dangerous, so they can make it a short night.
Right, and how much tape will you watch of your opponents, prior to fighting them?
Prior to what? Let me see. I try to not watch, like, get too stuck in it. Some people do a little bit more than others.
Yeah, to me it would seem like you would almost get, they would almost be stuck in, it would be something in your head if you watch too much of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I do watch their stuff. I mean, I'd be a fool not to. So, you know, like, what they're good at, what they're not good at, their stance, like, things like that. So, I watch it a little bit, but I'm definitely not the type to, like, obsess over watching it. Because at that point, you start to focus on, like, their game and what they're going to do. And so,
you're like, wow, those guys are really good, actually. Holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching your fight with Vidalis at Glory 67 this morning. You lost that in the decision. Do you think you could have, or you think you should have won that fight? It was close, man. It was really close.
It was. I mean, I can definitely take the loss. I agree with the judges. I didn't win that fight. And the reason was because my activity was low, and he had higher activity. And that's what scores in kickboxing. So, yes, I did have, it was like more of my power shots, but they were like one shots where he was doing like lighter, less damaging blows, but they were in like a higher frequency. And I mean, that's what the kickboxing fans like to see. That's what I signed up for. Like, I knew that that's what wins fights. But it's all trial and error, man. It's ring rust is there. I haven't fought in 11. That's my first fight back on an 11-month layoff.
So oh, wow. Wow.
That could have had a factor in, you know, just being comfortable out there and letting them go.
Yeah, possibly. I've had Josh Johnsey on the podcast prior. Are you guys in the same weight division?
We're not. No, he fights at lightweight. I fight at featherweight. I used to fight at lightweight, but I was undersized for that weight class. So I didn't have to cut weight. So.
Right.
I ended up fighting dudes that were like would step in the ring like 30 pounds more than me.
Oh, wow, that kid is tough.
Yeah, Josh is good. He's really talented too. He's tough and he's talented.
Yeah, nice guy too. Who? Now this is going to put you on the spot and tell me to take a hike if you don't want to answer. But who do you think is the toughest in Glory right now?
Toughest in Glory? That's a good question. Because I would have said Sidajai, but he just lost his title. Mm-hmm. But let me see. Yeah, I probably still have to say Sidajai, because I feel like his next match would have to be whoever is number one or two, and then right after that, he's gonna. I feel like he's gonna win and get a title shot again. And I mean, he beat Ron Gregorian four out of five times. So
that's your boy.
Yeah, the odds are on his side.
Yeah.
I mean, Murat's really good too, though. So I mean, this is, everyone's got a puncher's chance. So
that's
never
the thing, right? I mean, it's like. You wouldn't get into the ring if you didn't think you could win.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Everybody thinks they can win. All right, Trevor, let's get outside of kickboxing and fighting and, of course, what you're known for. Let's get to know you a little bit more. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
You know, it's funny. Everyone's pissing about that. Like, I see all the memes and everything. I don't know the first thing about what the hell anyone's talking about. As much as I'm on social media, I don't even know what that... I mean, I see Area 51 memes. But I have no clue what any of this is about.
Do you think that we've been visited, though?
Nah, not really. I mean, I think we would have seen them, and I mean, there's just too much technology now to where, like, if anything like that happens, somebody's going to see it, and it's going to go viral.
Right. I mean, there's been enough video footage, but it seems that in the last little while since we've got all this awesome technology that there's less and less video footage floating around.
Exactly.
Which is odd, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you watching for TV shows? What are you binge watching right now?
Fights. That's all I watch. I'm watching Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman tonight. I know you said steer away from fighting, but that's literally...
No, that's fine. Awesome. Yeah. If that's what you're watching, you're watching. What did you think of the McGregor boxing match?
It turned out exactly how I thought it would, to be honest. I knew McGregor was going to come out and try to finish Floyd or try to, like, pressure him, so to speak. And I knew, I mean, Floyd's done this 50 times, so I knew he was going to just be relaxed out there and not be fazed by it and just let McGregor tire himself out.
Do you think Mayweather could have taken him quicker than what he did?
Yeah, I think he could have. But to be honest, I didn't think he was going to finish McGregor at all. Because, I mean, Mayweather, as of lately, he hasn't been a finisher. So I thought he was just going to outclass McGregor, like, just dominate him throughout, like, just the scorecards. But surprisingly, he ended up finishing him.
Wasn't he also, Mayweather was on a bit of a break? Like, he hadn't boxed for...
Yeah, he's coming out of retirement for a year and a half, something like that.
And then there was talk of, maybe he'll, step into the octagon in the UFC. He would get...
No, that's definitely not going to happen.
He'd get destroyed, right? Like, there's
yeah.
no... Yeah. What was your first concert?
My first concert, let's see. Local ones. We have, like, local shows by, like, local artists here in Richmond pretty frequently.
Mm. Hit me with some of the local bands around there.
I'm trying to think of his name. Damn, it's just going to bug me. And it wasn't long ago, either. It was, like, last year or 2 years ago. No, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
Okay. Are you a big fan of the comic book movies and stuff that's coming out in the last decade?
The last one I saw, actually the only one I've seen, was Black Panther.
Okay.
And that was phenomenal. That's actually my favorite movie.
That was such an awesome movie, man. Yeah. If you like that, you got to get into all of them. I mean, even Wonder Woman and Logan and Suicide Squad. And,
yeah.
You know, all that shit, dude.
I hear all those are good. I just... 24 hours in a day, man. That's not enough time. Like, I work full time, and then right after work, I come straight, I get straight to the gym, and then I get out of there, and I hit the bed and repeat the next day.
What's your job? What's your gig?
I work at Capital One in like the credit card division.
Okay. So if they need somebody to, you know, lace some smack down, Trevor, get over here, buddy.
Well, I like it because it's pretty chill that I don't do manual labor, so I can come back right after a fight and not have to be like, this hurts, that hurts, whatever. Like, I'm in a chair, I'm in the back office, I don't see customers, so
yeah,
it's really light.
Which superpower would you want to have if you could have one?
Vibranium.
Yes.
Love whatever it. Black Panther is on, that was Vibranium.
Dude, yeah. And it was, what an awesome movie. I'm curious, what's your take on legalized marijuana? Just came to Canada last year,
that's
October.
Cool. Yeah, congrats. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. There's a lot of medical research saying, like, showing facts, like science that is scientifically proven that it does heal a lot of things. I actually use CBD myself, which like has the same kind of benefits,
right?
But just without the THC.
Derived from, yeah. I mean, and there's tons of fighters and UFC and Bellator do the same thing. Super fast recovery and recouping damage done.
Exactly. That's exactly what I use it for, man. Because I mean, in training, like you get bruised up or swollen or whatever, like.
Yeah,
it's good. That helps with the inflammation. Helps recover a lot faster.
And how fast do you see the, like? Do you notice it right away?
I wouldn't say right away, but it's a lot quicker. Like, here's an example. So whenever I fly after a fight, because I got after kicks and stuff, my legs are all like they've been clanging and clashing with other shins. So after fights, my legs get swollen. Not my legs get swollen, but my feet get swollen. But not directly after a fight. I don't notice it until I fly. Because I guess that's when the blood flow realizes that something in there just ain't right.
Right.
So I came home. I don't know if we have each other on Instagram, but I put something on my story. Like, my feet were, like, super swollen, like pregnant lady swollen. And then I had some CBD that night, and that one was an instant one because I woke up the next morning and it was completely gone.
Wow. That's amazing. And of course, it wouldn't be if you hadn't have taken the oil.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure it probably would have done a little something, but it definitely wouldn't have been 100%.
Right. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Yes. There was this, it was actually like last year. I was driving and, actually, I cut a little bit sooner. So I wrecked my last car. I had a BMW Z4. So.
Oh, no. How'd you wreck your car?
It was raining, and I needed new tires, and it's rear-wheel drive, and, like, those three mix.
Right.
So it was actually, like, the car in front of me hit someone, and then I slammed on brakes, but, like, I didn't stop. I skid into them.
Brutal.
And, but that's not the near-death experience. That's just, like, what led up to this. So anyways, I needed a new car, so I went all the way to Norfolk, which is, like, almost Virginia Beach area, to check out a car. In another car that wasn't mine, so that makes things even worse. And this 18-wheeler, like, I'm on the left shoulder, and it's like right as we're going over a bridge, like, this 18-wheeler, like, I don't know if he just didn't see me, or of course he didn't see me, but I don't know why he wasn't looking. But anyways, he sped up past me, and, like, he cut, like, right, he would have been into me if I didn't slam my brakes.
Wow.
Like, by the time, I think I was, like, still a car's length within the bed of the truck, like, distance-wise, when he first. Yeah, so I had to, like, slam on brakes to not get killed.
Wow. Heart rate just fucking through the roof.
And I was, like, and I was pissed because I was, like, damn it, I just wrecked a car. Like, I bet if that did happen, like, no one would have believed that was my fault. Like, I mean, no one would have believed that wasn't my fault.
Right,
like,
they're
going to be like, damn, he just wrecked a car last month.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, last question. It's a tough one. I think it's going to be the toughest, or maybe not. What's your career highlight thus far?
It's just meeting the people that I meet, to be honest, because it's like fighting is one, traveling is great. Yeah. So that's probably up there with it, actually. But Fighting for Glory, everyone, like, in the back office, I work in production, they're all cool. All the fighters, we're actually all cool. Like, we all stay in the same resort and stuff like that. Like, there's no real beef for drama. Like, it's all just the show. So I think meeting the people along the way is probably the best thing, because that's where it, like, really sticks.
Right. And for you, what's in store for the rest of 2019?
They said they're doing a show in September. I really can't release where yet, because this is not signed. I'm pretty sure I can't do that. But they said they're going to do something in September that they're going to try to have me on. September, our favorite area. So looking forward to that. I'm starting training now. Last time I had, like, I think a 6-week camp. I usually do an 8-week camp. So I'm going to start early now. So yeah, I'll already be ready by the time I get that phone call.
Right, right. Well, right on. Trevor, thank you again for jumping on here in Vancouver, Canada with the Toddcast.
You bet.
You are at Ragin_official on Twitter. I just followed you on Instagram. You're, what the hell was it again here? I just turned my phone off.
The same thing, but with a dot instead of underscore. That's right. Ragin.official.
There you go, yeah. Thank you, man, for doing this, and I guess we'll see you online, and good luck in the ring.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.